Blog Talk Radio. family. Once again, another episode of Grown Folks Talking. Express Yourself. How many of y'all remember that record? Well, for the new, for the younger crowd.
Too young.
Huh?
I said I'm too
young.
Wait a minute now.
Wait. You gotta let me finish, and you go. I just want you to listen, and then we're gonna make the comment. Now, I was just talking to the crowd that's not muted.
Okay.
Okay, darling. That's Miss Adrian, y'all. She's on my panel, you know. She gets a little excited when she was the one who actually gave me the idea of Express Yourself. That's why she got a little excited. I think she used to date the artist back in the day. So no love flashbacks here, Miss Adrian. But anyway, family, I'd just like to welcome you once again to an episode of Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. Hope everyone had a safe and lovely weekend or week, because we're on the weekend now. And I don't know what neck of the woods you guys are from, but up here it's trying to get a little warm up here in Newark, New Jersey. I'm headquartered in Newark, New Jersey. And I want to thank you guys for coming on once again. And I'm going to tell you right now, I want y'all to go to them coat racks and get your lab coats out, because we are about to go on a scientific journey with Miss Renee Oakes. All right, she's going to tell you about the science of a lot of different things. I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to let her do her bio, and then she'll come on and lead you guys up to what she'd like to talk about. Once again, before I bring on Miss Renee, by way of Florida, I want to thank you once again, okay, for the support of the green tea. It's on my Facebook page, the most potent form of green tea in the world. And I'm not just saying it because I'm your host, y'all. Do your homework. We always say that. Me, Rashad, my people on my panel, all right? We always tell you, do your homework. 710 ECGC, which is the main ingredient in green tea, keeps your heart healthy, all right, and also is good for cardiovascular. And when people are recovering from cancer, they go to green tea so they can help prevent the remission of cancer. And also it's a preventive. Heart healthy? Hey, can you go wrong with that? All right. So that means my guest is here, y'all. So I'm going to wind down right now. And on behalf of Brother Rashad, Brother Leon, y'all familiar with these, with my two brothers, along with Sister Carol, Sister Jacqueline Ali, Miss Adrian, and Sister Karen. All right, that's my panel tonight. And also we got my man King David listening in. He should be unmuted if he's on, from the BNS Mastermind Forum. I'm going to bring him in. Have pen and pad ready. Remember I was telling y'all, ladies and gentlemen, about the Monday through Friday, if you're up early and you want to listen to something very spiritual and very enlightening, the BNS Mastermind Forum, well, King David is going to give you that number, all right, and the access code. Now, without further ado, put your lab coats on. We're about to bring on my guest, and I'm so happy to have her, and she's going to tell you a story, because I think the first time we talked was for an hour and a half, all right? That's why I had to have her. I have to give her a whole 2 hours to say what she needs to say, okay? And trust me, have your pen and pads out, family, all right? And if there's any question, we'll get to the love button, which is number one, after my panel makes a comment or asks Miss Renee the questions that she needs to ask. Now, before I start this interview, please, if you have any noise in your background, dog running around, you know, nieces and nephews over the house, little ones, mute yourself if you're unmuted by me, if you're on my panel, and then when you're ready to ask a question, you can always unmute yourself. You still be unmuted on this end, all right, because we're trying to keep it as clear as possible, because what she wants to say to you, I don't want you to miss, even though you can't hit the button for a rebroadcast of my podcast. So without further delay, I'm going to introduce my guest, Miss Renee Oakes. Renee, are you there?
I am here, Forrest. Thank you so much for having me. And I actually like to be introduced as April Renee, please.
Oh.
April Renee. Yeah.
April
Renee fits me better. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You did mention
protect
that
my children.
Right. And now, yeah, I was born in the month of April, so I humbly submit to the fact that I will call you April from now on. I'm so sorry.
Renee, but just introduce me as April Renee, please.
April Renee. You have it, Miss April Renee.
Thank you so much.
You know what they say about April showers, so you're going to shower us with some of that wonderful wealth of knowledge you have over there. And by the way, fam, I just want to let you know, that how I was so fortunate to talk to Renee, and I heard her on the Progressive Radio Network. She has a program called What in the Cell is Going On, right, Miss April?
Yes, sir.
There you go. So without further ado, the platform, the spotlight is on you. I'm the MC, but now I'm just going to be quiet, go backstage, and the floor is yours.
Well, I would definitely want you to ask questions, but I can definitely, I can share with the audience who I am and what I'm doing. In honor of my first child, Casey Renee, who unfortunately I lost back in 1999 due to the poison and vaccinations. She was labeled autistic, of course, and anyway, my eyes had to be open to the hardest experience anyone could ever, go through, which is the death of your first child. So that got me started. That's where I began. I was as misinformed as everybody, out there, or the most misinformed masses out there, thinking vaccines were the best thing since sliced bread. Told her dad I'd never be negligent and not vaccinate my child when he came in to the house when I was pregnant with her. And told us, to look into it. And anyway, so I was just a victim just as much as my daughter was. And everybody out there were just misinformed. It's misinformation that we're told, by the drug companies or by the medical doctors who are trained by the drug companies. Their textbooks are written by the drug companies. So these medical doctors, they scare us. They use fear, the opposing force of our creator. Fear they get us, to move by telling us our children will die if we don't vaccinate them. They tell us that you're going to die if you don't do chemotherapy and radiation. So their tool, unfortunately, instead of power, love, and sound mind, like the word tells us to do, we give into that fear. And I was the victim of that. I blindly held my baby girl down. So what I have, this is back in 1999, so I've been fighting the fight for a long time in honor of my baby girl. Just exposing the truth about the dangers of vaccinations all the way up to this hoax they have going on today. Our weekly radio show is What in the Cell is Going On, as Forrest said earlier, Monday at 2 p.m. on Progressive Radio Network, PRN.live, every Monday at 2 p.m. live. And we're the real news. We're the real news. We're the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We don't hold back on what's really going on in the world today. Dr. True, our researcher and naturopath, has been our guest predominantly since I've been having some dental work done recently, and he's just been amazing, exposing the lies behind the lies and just everything that people need to be aware of to see through the misinformation, because there's a lot of controlled opposition out there. But anyway, so our radio show, again, you can access it going to either the front page of our website, backinfo.org, and clicking on the belly of a little boy. He has a little archive button on his belly. He's flexing his muscles, and that'll take you straight to our Podbean, which is whatinthecell.podbean.com. So I've been, I've just been exposing the truth about vaccines since Casey's passing, and then I was united with my late husband. I remarried after Casey passed away to Gary Tunsky. And this is why the title of the show is What in the Cell is Going On. Gary was all about the cell. And him and I came together like in 2004 or 5, and I was married to him almost 12 years, learning how to reverse the vaccine injury that I had learned through my experience with my daughter. And to the cells. He was all about the cell. And we can get into that if you are interested in finding out the solution to the problem, because the vaccines are obviously the underlying cause of all diseases I have learned, including cancer, because it's the number one compounding toxicity to the cell. And then what you eat, breathe, and drink on top of it, compounding toxicities to the cell and compounding insufficiencies to the cell is what my late husband was just brilliant on making people understand the simplicity of reversal of any cellular disease or cellular malfunction by decreasing toxicities and increasing the insufficiencies to the cell. So that's just a summary of what I've been doing for a long time. Do you have any specific questions, Forrest?
Well, what I could do is, as we go along, because I got a big panel tonight. Sometimes my panel could be free, but once I told them about you, everybody was delighted to get on board. So with that part being said, okay, we're going to get into the meat of the shot and what it can act. In fact, yeah, I'll lead off, and then we'll go right to the ladies, because with gentlemen on the line, they can see first and foremost to the ladies, because we are gentlemen. Now, what I'd like to know is, from your research and also your late husband, Gary, what have you learned that once a shot is administered to anyone, because, you know, everybody's a little different when it comes to reactions from food. Take, for instance, and I think I shared this with you in our conversation before. If I haven't, I will for the first time, April. I had a friend as a boxing instructor. Now, he could chew carrots all day long. I love carrots. I juice them. But when he juices a carrot, he'll have an allergic reaction to it. His throat will swell up. So, basically, regardless of anybody, whoever basically is given the shot, what is it that will alter? What, in other words, you've heard this, the stories about it'll alter your DNA and things of that nature. What have you found out basically people should be weary of, and most of all stay, because I haven't taken the shot, and I've stayed healthy, thank the Most High. But what is it basically that this shot does that will make people think twice before they get it, April?
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Are we talking about vaccines in general, or are we talking about the COVID, Mark? It's a whole different story. Yeah.
Right, because we're talking about the COVID. Let me say this, April. I just heard that, because people are always good for saying, well, they did vaccines when it was polio, but what a lot of people, and I told them, I said, well, if you do the research, polio was on the way out, and then they gave a vaccine, and they gave it
sanitation and nutrition, absolutely.
Right.
Because of better sanitation and nutrition, even in my presentation, I showed the chart from Neil Z. Miller's book, how it was coming down like, 70 to 90%, all these diseases, because of better sanitation and nutrition. It's a big fat lie as far as vaccines in general. But when you asked me that question, I didn't know if you were mentioning the current situation, the COVID, or are we talking about just vaccines in general? Because I have two different responses. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you like to respond in two different ways, you can. But let's start with the current. If you want to go into the second part too, you can. It's up to you.
Well, I mean, vaccines in general are the biggest abomination to our Creator. Because, our Creator gives us fever, vomiting, diarrhea when it comes to his methods of exposure, which is the nose of the mouth. So when you bypass the nose of the mouth and you go straight to the blood with, just the regular vaccines that children get way before the COVID, just the mercury, the formaldehyde, the aluminum, the antifreeze, the blood of animals, because they use live mediums to make the vaccinations, like the kidneys of monkeys. For the polio vaccine, the jugular of a horse, or the DPT vaccine, aborted fetal tissue, the MMR vaccine. So you're injecting right to the blood this witch's brew, I call it, and you catch the immune system off guard. So vaccines in general are the biggest abomination to our Creator, because the life of the flesh is in the blood, Scripture says. And, within 3 hours of birth, they're injecting hepatitis B into a newborn baby, which isn't even at risk. So, and this isn't even counting in vitro. They're now giving vaccines to even pregnant women. So vaccines in general are the biggest number one, like I mentioned before, compounding toxicity to the cell, because it puts the immune system on red alert when you bypass the natural defenses that our Creator gives us. You inject this stuff straight to the blood, it puts the immune system on red alert. So it has to fight, it has to attack the response of being injected straight to the bloodstream. But this COVID is a whole different ballgame, because I was really surprised they even called it a vaccine, because it's so not a vaccine. Just because it's my backyard, and I've been teaching this for over 20 years. The COVID is a whole different thing, because this is to an agenda they've been trying to accomplish for a very long time. On the front page of our website, we have 1918, the Spanish flu, how they tried to attempt it. But what they didn't have then that they finally have now to obtain what they've been working on to obtain their goal is the radiation. And this is what we so wonderfully are clearly explain on our radio shows. Dr. True is an expert when it comes to frequency and what the radiation from the towers, this is what they did when they quarantined us last year. They put up all the 5G towers. And then they put up satellites, which they've also ignited, that, you know, amplifies the towers. And then, of course, the people who are getting the COVID vaccine are walking antennas. So, you know, COVID symptoms are just radiation poisoning. And the lack of oxygen in the cells, lack of taste, lack of smell, all that is just radiation poisoning. And we cover that very clearly in detail on the radio show. It's 2.4 to 3.6 gigahertz of microwave radiation that people have never been exposed to before. So the COVID vaccine or COVID in general, the whole COVID pandemic, the scamdemic we call it, it doesn't even really exist because your body can't catch a virus. Your body produces viruses. It's called exosomes that our creator gives us that are produced when your body has a compromised cellular terrain. And all the COVID, you know, the whole pandemic supposedly it was just the radiation causing these symptoms. And this is why so many people, you know, had to go to the hospital and they get on the ventilators and get the remdesivir and that ends up taking their life, you know. I mean, it's just so transparent what they've been doing and radiation is what is the cause of this so-called COVID scandemic. Like I said, the radio show, we go through it in detail, but I'm kind of giving you a summary of it. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Any other questions? I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought, okay. So, with that being said, I want to ask you another question. Family, just hold on, because I know they're bursting at the seams over there. Keep the seatbelt on. Now, remdesivir, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's someone, all right, and if she wants to talk about it, she can. But her brother had some issues with his kidneys, and when he got admitted into the hospital, he told them, please do not give me remdesivir because I take dialysis twice a week. They gave it to him anyway, and when the person questioned his doctor, they said that's what we do when people have COVID. Now, what does remdesivir do to the kidneys if you're on dialysis?
Well, I don't know the chemical reaction or whatever, but obviously it's a synthetic drug, and Fauci owns it, by the way. Ferret-faced Fauci owns that drug, by the way, who's behind this whole scandemic.
He looks like a ferret.
I know, right? Ferret-faced Fauci, he calls it. But anyway, so he owns the drug, and it destroys the kidneys. The kidney's a filter, like the liver. I mean, the kidneys are having to overwork. It can definitely do damage to compromised kidneys that are already on dialysis, for sure.
Would you attribute, in your opinion, the reason why a lot of people have taken the shot, not knowing what's in the shot, because I asked the majority of people, can you name one ingredient in that shot that you took? They can't. So would you attribute most of why the people took the shot due to the fear-mongering, the media, that is, the mainstream media? What would you attribute them to taking the shot besides fear?
Well, they're all bought.
Great, I'm sorry, April.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say that the media is bought and paid for by the drug companies. They're the biggest sponsors. So you're not going to see me on Oprah Winfrey. You're not going to see they determine what is sponsored. The drug companies, the ones that are behind this, they're not going to let you know that there's, you know, nanobots and hydrogel and graphene hydroxide in this COVID mark, hydra vulgaris, luciferase. I mean, I have all this stuff added to the back of our card that we've been passing these cards out for free all over the world for over 20 years. Educate before you vaccinate on the front, and then we have all the ingredients of the cumulative ingredients in the vaccinations on the back of the card. And we've been sending packages of 100 cards out for free for over 20 years, telling people to plant the seed, because we don't know this. You know, if Casey's dad would have walked in and given me my card, you know, when he told me that Dr. Frank and Dr. John were telling us to look into the vaccines because he worked at a chiropractic office, if he would have handed me that card, I would have not only seen what was in there, but I would have had a place to get truth opposed to going to my immunologist pediatrician, who told me Casey would die if I didn't vaccinate her. So these cards are wonderful seed planters. I just ordered 25,000 of them. So anybody that's hearing this message, if you want free cards to plant seeds, please contact us and I'll send a free pack of cards to you. To just make people aware, because people just don't know. You know, we listen to the media. We don't realize they're being bought and paid for by the drug companies to promote their agenda. You know, I mean, I've been on many different radio shows and even television interviews, and it gets chopped up to sound the way they want it to sound, even to the point where I just declined them. Recent huge radio station here in South Florida, I declined the radio interview because I said, can I put my website up? Can I, after the end of the interview, is my website going to be shown? And they said, ma'am, we can't guarantee that. Then I'm like, I'm not interested. So, you know, they've been pushed it to how they want it to sound. So they're just, they're promoting and people give in to the fear mongering. It's all about fear. You know, that's how they get us to move.
As someone that we mutually admire in terms of getting the hard hitting, speaking truth to power out there, our friend Gary, well, more so your friend. I have yet to meet Gary in person, but I listen to his program all the time. I remember one time he had a gentleman, he had Peter McCullough on, and then also it was mentioned that there's actually a strain of HIV virus in the shot. Do you know anything about that? Can you give us information in reference to that?
Well, Dr. John Martin, when I was publicly speaking, in honor of my baby, I haven't did public presentations in a couple of years now, but I was all over the world doing public presentations for over 10 years. But anyway, or more than that, almost 20 years. But anyway, Dr. John Martin was finding the SV40 monkey viruses and cancer tumors from the African green monkeys. They actually use, you know, they use live mediums, like for the polio vaccine. They do what's called serial passage, and they weaken the disease in the monkey's kidneys, and then they extract that live virus from that live kidney, and then they put all the other witches brew with the vaccines and bypass, again, our creator's defenses. But HIV, hepatitis B, I think, in the past, they correlated the HIV coming from the hepatitis B vaccination. But absolutely, I mean, they're using live mediums. They're using the juggler of horses. They're using, you know, insect cells. It's crazy with the mediums they use to make these vaccinations. So absolutely, HIV comes from the vaccine. Absolutely.
And see, family, they always give us the reasoning that they have to stimulate the immune system. Okay, now we're going to go to Q&A with the panel, and I'm going to start with Carol. Carol, do you have any questions or comments for April?
Good evening, April, and good evening, everyone. I'm just like sitting here in awe. It's just crazy, and it's just hitting a nerve with me. April, it was my brother that Forrest referenced, who is no longer with us. You know, he went into the hospital, diagnosed COVID positive. And I can't even begin. What really, I don't know, what disturbs me so is how the government can do this. I don't know. It's amazing to me how this government can inject fear and inject this vaccine in people, and they're pushing it for babies, five-year-old babies. That's babies that they're pushing this poison and creating difficulties for people who don't choose to do this. And it's, you know, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place if you want your children to play sports, if you want your children to just like be normal. So I don't really have a question, but it's just keep doing what you're doing and keep sharing, you know, keep sharing that,
thank you.
we have to question things and do better. By the time America wakes up, it'll be too late.
The world.
That's right, and we have to. Go ahead.
I was just saying the world in this case. I wasn't trying to cut you off, Carol. You know, not just here, the whole world. Because he's doing
yeah.
well throughout the whole world, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Carol.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your family member. And unfortunately, a lot of people are losing loved ones because they're turning to the hospital. And when they put them on the remdesivir, that's intentionally putting fluid in their lungs. I've lost a couple of very dear loved ones in our ministry because of the same reason. So the last thing you should do is go to a hospital or to a medical doctor if you have the symptoms of this radiation poisoning, because that's the biggest thing. We need to stop calling it COVID. It's not COVID. It's radiation poisoning. And as I mentioned, they tried it many times over the years, you know, all the way back to 1918 with the Spanish flu on our front page with the H1N1. So many times they tried to accomplish what they're doing, and they kind of rehearsed, should I say. They knew the ultimate agenda, you know, the finale. They knew the end game, their plan, their stage. What happened when they finally had the technology to be able to put the microwave radiation in the satellites and in the towers. So, you know, like I said, this has been something planned for a very long time. And, we've always had the issue with the vaccination. I mean, autism alone, that's where my heart is, because that's what my baby girl was labeled as. Autism has gone from 1 in 10,000 children in the early 80s to almost every other child today. I mean, and it's impossible to have a genetic epidemic. And autism, I showed clearly in my presentation, was a combination of all the poisons and vaccinations and accumulation of everything. Is there a question? I can keep talking.
Carol,
yeah.
Do you have another question for April or a comment?
So April, in terms of the radiation, so the and we'll loosely use the word vaccination, it has radiation in it, so now people can be tracked through the radiation?
Well, it has the hydro vulgaris, which is like razor blades in it. It's like they're injecting, because what they're doing with the COVID, Mark, is they're trying to remove the VMAT2 gene. Dr. True covers it in detail on one of our shows, the VMAT2 gene, the vesicular or something, whatever. He'll say the whole thing VMAT2 stands for. But anyway, it's the God gene. We have a gene in our brain that the gates of hell, I call him, has figured out how to remove that God gene. And so literally that COVID is way beyond a vaccination, because there's an agenda to turn us into artificial intelligence is what they're doing. They're trying to turn us into our iPhone with the agenda of the 5G towers and the satellites, Metaverse it's called. On our support link of our website, we have some great teachings from our pastor, Matthew Nolan, who teaches about the Metaverse. And all this is scriptural. We're in the book of Revelations right now. If you're not in the Word right now, you really are lost on what's going on in the world today. I mean, we have to stand on the sword, which is his 66 books of his inspired scriptures, and we're walking through them right now. And our support link would be a good start to, you know, get you started on the meat, the deep meanings behind the scriptures and the mysteries that he says he's going to reveal to his children in these end times. That's kind of where our fellowship is kind of headed. Our priesthood is headed. It's not a church. It's not a denomination. It's a priesthood. And you can be introduced to all that under the support link of our backinfo.org website if you're interested.
Okay.
So we've got to get strong in the Word right now, because this battle is way too big for us.
Yeah.
Way too big for us.
Okay, can y'all hear me there?
Yes.
Okay, hold on for a minute, fam. Hold on. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure. Okay, now. Because I had to put on mute for a while. Okay, now, Thank you, Ms. Carolyn, for chiming in. She's on my panel. And now, next we'll have Ms. Ali, Ms. Jacqueline Ali. Ms. Ali, comment, or do you have anything you'd like to say to Ms. April?
Good evening, Ms. April Renee.
Thank you
so much for being here, for sharing. And, you know, it's interesting how things come full circle. I worked for a pharmaceutical company. I won't name it because I find that it is best for my safety and protection not to name it, but it is one of the top ones. And I worked for that pharmaceutical company for 10 years. And everything that you're saying in terms of their long-term preparations, you are absolutely on point about that. While I was there, I remember receiving some emails that referenced this because they were doing a lot of experimentation on different animals. And I'm like, you know, and I received these series of emails. And when I read it, I was like, I was shocked. And I started to print out a copy. And the moment that I went to do that, my whole computer was shut down because they realized that what I was sent, I was not supposed to receive it. I was supposed to receive it, but I was not supposed to receive it. So they shut it down, cleared off my computer, and then rebooted it. And I had to kind of start from scratch in terms of the information just in general for my job. But I remember that, and so what it did was just plant the seed for me to be watchful and also to reemphasize the importance of the immune system. And shortly thereafter was when I got that spirit message that says, become a naturopath. And so I went through the steps to do that, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I did. I really, truly am. What I'd like to ask, though, is you mentioned about the plant seed cards. How would one get copies of those?
They can just email us. They can email just requesting them, and I'll put a package together and ship them off. The email,
okay.
Our email address is Vic, V-I-C. So VIC for Vaccine Information Coalition, VIC at vacinfo.org. So VIC at VACINFO.org. Just email that.
Okay.
That email address, your name and address, requesting them. Or you can call us.
Yeah.
Call us. You can call us at 954-347-9671. And then I'll call
you
back with
that. Can you repeat that, please, a little slower?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, 954-347-9671.
9671. Good.
Yeah.
954-9671. Yep, so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Thank you. Thank you.
Exactly.
All right, back
yeah.
to you, Brother Nance.
All right. Well, thank you, Sister Ali. All right. And by the way, the first two ladies that you just talked to, April, they're going to have, because I was discussing with you in brief, but I'm going to get back to you about having their own show. I'm going to start my little PRN with my network going on 6 days a week. So you'll probably hear from Sister Carol and also Sister Ali in the future. Now, I would be remiss. I don't know. I'm just going to call out. She may not be on, but Karen, are you there? Okay. Karen going once. Karen going twice. All right. All right. Sister Adrian, Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my dear. Any comments or questions for April?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. April, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing this information. And it makes me feel good when someone who's in the know comes in and gives information that I have been told and I have been following. And it just kind of validates me, because in the science field, I'm lost. I'm a social service person. I'm sorry. But I started my first, not even first year of college, when I got out of high school, I wouldn't let them give me vaccinations anymore. I wouldn't take anything. I haven't taken a flu shot, a pneumonia shot, nothing. And I'm trying to remember why I stopped. I think it wasn't that something somebody told me. It's just it just didn't feel right for me. Because when I had the shots, when I took a TB shot, I got sick. And my doctor said, look, don't let them give that to you anymore. If you go to, you know, if you start a job, they usually make you take a TB shot. And they said, you have to tell them to give you a X-ray instead if they want to check for tuberculosis. And I just, after that, everything else, right now I'm working on opening my own business because I refuse to take a COVID shot, and most jobs saying is requiring that. Well, you're not going to force me to do something like that I am totally against, you know. So I thank you for confirming it, because it was just a feeling for me, and it was in my spirit that, you know, it can't be good. You know, why do they say my body's not producing the right stuff to keep me healthy? You got to put extra stuff in me made of other things that I don't know what it's made of. And that's the way my thought was, like, in high school. So when I was old enough to say no, because my mother couldn't make me do anything, I'm like, I just wouldn't take any more of these shots. I'm not letting you, if it's not already in my system, I'm good. Even I'm going to share this, which I haven't shared with anyone. You know, last year they diagnosed me with cancer, and they talked about starting cancer treatment. I said, I'm going to tell you, I'm not taking medicine. I'm not taking shots. I'm not letting you put no radiology in me. Now, what's your option? You know, and I've been fine. And the cancer specialist, when she checked, I was going every 6 months, and she goes, I don't know what happened, but there's nothing there. I said, I do. And she said, what? I said, it's God. Thank you. I said, may I leave now? And you keep scratching your head. I'm going on home, you know, but, and that's just, in my mind, proved the point. I'm not taking all your poisons. I didn't go on that, what's that stuff they put, radiation.
Radiation.
Wow, it's gone, you know.
And to me,
that just makes me stronger.
That's awesome. And just to elaborate on that, my late husband, and the only reason he's my late husband is because before I met him, 10 years prior to meeting him, he had abused steroids for 15 to 20 years. I found out two days after he passed away. I didn't know he abused them that long as an atheist. I didn't meet him until he was 47 years old. That's the only reason he passed away prematurely a week after his 59th birthday. Mark, his best friend, told me that all his other bodybuilders he worked with back in the 80s, because he was like a big bodybuilder in California back in the 80s, and he said all the other bodybuilders died in their 40s, and Gary was able to last 20 extra years because of the wisdom that Father gave him once he accepted him, because Gary was an atheist until he was 37. I didn't meet him until he was 47. Anyway, what his expertise was cancer. Cancer he was reversing for over 30 years. Even before I met him, I'll share several testimonies with you of a guy, Don Hancock, in Texas, who was given 6 weeks to live with melanoma skin cancer, which is the fastest growing cancer there is. And was given 6 weeks to live, and not only did he survive, but he wrote a book called Higher Inspiration, and one of the chapters, it's titled Meeting Gary Tunsky. So my husband was an expert on understanding what cancer is, and I'll make it really easy for everybody to understand. The tumor is not the cancer. This is how off-base the medical doctors are. The medical doctors are taught by the drug companies, because, again, they fund their schools and write their textbooks. They're taught the tumor is the cancer. The tumor is not the cancer. The tumor is a side effect of the cancer process that's been incubating 10, 20, 30 years. What our creator does is puts a bubble around the toxins we've been injecting from vaccinations, what we've been eating and breathing and drinking our whole years of living, compounding toxicities to the cells. What he does is he puts a bubble, a fibrogen protein wrap around those toxins, and that's what the tumor is. The tumor is a protection from our creator, from all those toxins we've been accumulating. And then when the oncologists do a biopsy, they're popping the bubble that our creator gives us, exactly. And they wonder why it metastasizes. It comes back. Hello, you just pop the bubble. So cancer is just compounding toxicities and compounding insufficiencies to the DNA. Remember how I mentioned before the cell? My husband was all about the cell. What in the cell is going on is our show, because the body's made of 72 trillion plus cells. And when they malfunction, we malfunction. So, you know, compounding toxicity, cellular malfunction is the one disease. Compounding toxicities, compounded insufficiencies. Cellular malfunction is the one disease that's repackaged 40,000 different ways by the drug companies. Cancer, if it's cellular malfunction to the DNA. Diabetes, if it's cellular malfunction to the kidneys. Heart disease, if it's cellular malfunction to the heart. So there's all these different, you know, fibromyalgia. They're all labels that are all the one disease, which is just the cells malfunctioning due to, again, those two causes. Two main causes are compounding toxicities and compounding insufficiencies to the cell. And then, of course, stress and sugar, and there's a lot of little things that play a role as well, but the main two causes are, you know, subluxations, blockages in the spine. There's so many different additions, but the main two causes are those compounding toxicities and insufficiencies. So what I do now in honor of my late husband is continue promoting his 21-day cellular cleanse that you can get more information on our treatment link on the vacinfo.org website. But we have a 21-day cellular cleanse that he developed that gets all the way to the cellular level, pulling those toxins out of the cells, because he claims that his research led him to realize that the first week it targets the fluids of the body of the cleanse, the second week the organs, but it takes at least 21 days to get to the cellular level. And he has a CD that he had already did before I met him, and a book he didn't quite write, and I'm kind of writing for him with this guy in Scotland's helping me write the book called What in the Cell is Going On. But he did write a book that was a bestseller on Amazon called The Battle for Health is Over pH, that you can actually get on Amazon right now. The Battle for Health is Over pH by Gary Tunsky. And he did a CD that, you know, that complements that, showing the cellular alkalinity versus acidity to the cell. But, you know, so all cellular malfunctions can be reversed by just reducing that toxic level. And given the leaves of a tree are for the healing of the nation, scripture says, vegetables are for the sick. So given the insufficiencies that the cells are lacking, like right now I'm on the fifth day of our 21-day cleanse. I do it every 3 or 4 months. I try to. At least twice a year we recommend doing the cleanse. But I am continuing that in honor of my late husband. I know if I would have known Gary when Casey were here, my first child, I wouldn't have lost her. I know that his wisdom would have been able to prevent her from passing away, because I was just ignorant still back then. I was still with her dad. And just to let you know about my daughter, and just to make it clear as far as the vaccine injury, I stopped her vaccines before she was 2 years old. So I realized when she wasn't crawling on her own, I had to teach her how to walk. When she wasn't developing normally, and I started taking her to all the specialists, and nobody could give me answers, and I just started researching on my own and realized the vaccines were responsible for why she wasn't developing normally. So before she was 2 years old, she received no more vaccines. So 2 years later, after that, 2 years after I stopped her vaccine, because of all the witch's brew was in her bloodstream still from the first year and a half, 18 months, I let them vaccinate her. all that was still in her blood, and she contracted mononucleosis Epstein-Barr virus that led into a secondary infection, bacterial meningitis, and took her life 10 days after her fourth birthday, which I was taught by Dr. John Martin, who's the one finding the monkey viruses and vaccines that came from the monkey viruses. Even the mono as well as the bacterial meningitis came from all the poison that I let them put into her blood within the first 18 months of her life. So this is how they get away, the drug companies get away with the autism epidemic, because a lot of it's delayed onset. So a lot of times it doesn't happen right away, a vaccine injury, you know, unless it's like sudden infant death syndrome or shaken baby syndrome. They're accusing parents of killing their kids when it's vaccine death. But most of the time it's delayed onset, so it doesn't manifest until, like in her case, 2 years later. In my dad's case, 40 years later, he got his flu shot every year on top of his childhood vaccines. He died from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. You know, Montel Williams went public that his hepatitis B is what triggered his multiple sclerosis on top of his childhood vaccinations. So that's really how the drug companies get away with the vaccines not being responsible, is because they put the poison into our bloodstream, and then all the other compounding toxins that bombard our cells, the chemtrails are breathing in the air, the viruses people are shedding from their flu shots and all the vaccines they're getting, you know, the GMOs in food, the pesticides, the hormones, I mean, just everything, all the different agendas, like Monsanto, you know, I call him, all the agenda of the enemy to put toxins to our cells, those compounding toxins to our cells to cause us to succumb to our weak link in the chain of organs, our path of least resistance. We all have a weak link passed down from mommy, from grandmom, you know, grandparents, you know, generational vaccine damage. Our cells have been compromised since they started vaccinating in the late 1700s, you know. So even these so-called, you know, disease you're born with, like multiple dystrophy and cystic fibrosis, Father's revealed to me is just generational vaccine damage. Because we've got, you know, we have our parents and our grandparents that have been poisoned as well. And, you know, you're bypassing, again, our creator's defenses, fever, vomiting, diarrhea. You're putting poison into our bloodstream and expecting to create immunity, you know. And it's really the overall thing I've learned from this is we've given the power of our creator to medical doctors, to these drug companies who train the medical doctors. And they're taught evolution in medical school. They're not taught creation. We're wonderfully and marvelously made, Scripture says. They are not taught that we're wonderfully and marvelously made. They're taught that we're a bunch of truck parts. You know, when in doubt, cut it out, you know. And they're not even taught nutrition. It's an elective class in medical school. And even if they do take a nutrition class as a medical student, it's just what's the protein, what's the fat, what's the carbohydrate. They have no idea that nutrition has to do anything with health. When my daughter was 3 weeks into mononucleosis, I called the infectious disease specialist at Miami Children's Hospital who diagnosed her with a mono because she was losing weight 3 weeks into the mono. And you know what he told me to feed her? Oreo cookies, ice cream, poison, which is probably what led her into the bacterial meningitis, because I was ignorant back then. But this is the top infectious disease specialist at Miami Children's Hospital. So it's like, why go to these medical doctors when they don't know, they don't have the tools in their toolbox to get us well? You know, they're symptomologists, Gary used to call them. They're not doctors. They're symptomologists. They snip the wire to your blinking oil light, whereas we show how to put oil in your engine and kick in that self-healing doctor, like a broken arm or a cut in the finger. The body knows what to do. It's intelligently made. You know, and they just don't have the tools in their toolbox. Gary used to teach, because we did presentations together all over the world. I called it the John the Baptist message. And my message was the appetizer, and his was the meal. That he would have little sayings like drug, all they're taught in medical school in the 8 years of training is drug, cut, burn, poison, symptoms, next. Drug, cut, burn, poison, symptoms, next. That's all they know. Pill for every ill, a gym for every bug, a vaccine injection for every infection, chemo and radiation for every mutation, and when in doubt, cut it out. That's all they're taught in medical school. Those were his lines that he would teach in the presentation. And the biggest lie that all of the whole premise of vaccinations and even penicillin is based on is Louis Pasteur. who admitted that Antoine Bichamp was right on his deathbed. It's the cellular terrain. It's the inner condition of you upon exposure. It's not the germ that causes the disease. It's how strong is your immune system. I'm not worried about getting COVID or radiation or even the flu, anything like that. Even the radiation, we have things from very divinely from the Shungite Mountain that do reversals of the damaging microwave radiation, so you can contact us. I'm not going to discuss it too much now because today's the Sabbath and I don't discuss anything as far as making money, but just know that Father has brought us the solutions to everything the enemy has come with the agenda from the enemy, blocking the radiation, cleaning up the cells. We have all, he's brought us all the answers to strengthen that cellular terrain so you will not become a victim. But you, so because if your cellular terrain is strong, there's nothing that can, you can't be exposed to anything that can compromise a strong cellular terrain. Because it's not the germ that causes the disease. Gary used the analogy, it's like in his presentation, it's like cockroaches and ants on the floor and dirty dishes in the sink. Medical doctors are taught that the cockroaches and ants call the dirty dishes. They go and kill the cockroaches and ants. whereas we teach people, clean up your darn dishes and they go next door.
Clean your house.
Exactly. Clean your house. Exactly. Hallelujah. So those are the solutions that we offer. Just like Gary Knoll's been teaching since the 70s, that man's absolutely brilliant for a very long time. I absolutely adore him, and he's given me that free avenue every Monday at 2 p.m. to expose all the truth I had to learn the hardest way possible. But I respect him utmost, and I respect you too, Forrest, for all that you do and for allowing me to be a voice on your show.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you. Ms. Adrian, any more comments or questions? Ms. Adrian?
No, I don't.
Okay, my dear. All right, well, stay with
thank
us.
You.
Now, my technician told me when I called Karen to call Josh. So, Karen, are you there? All right, mic check. Ms. Karen, are you there?
Yeah, her call dropped again for us.
It dropped again? Oh, Lord. Okay. All right, well, Karen, just tune in. I'll call you a little later. I'll call on you. All right. Now, I believe that's it in terms of the ladies. Am I missing any more ladies out there? I think that I got unmuted that one, my pal. No, go on. Mic check once. Mic check twice. All right, three times. All right. Now, this is our intern, naturopath, April, and herbalist, my man, Brother Rashad El Amin. Brother Rashad, are you there, my brother?
Yes, sir, my brother. I'm here.
All right. Go right ahead, my brother.
First of all, I want to thank you so much, Miss April Renee, because everything you said was the truth. I want everybody who's listening take heed to what you said, because every word you said is the truth. There's no doubt about it. So I want to thank you so much. And I do listen to your program when I get a chance, you and Dr. Truth. There's some very, very good information. And hopefully, before you go off, you give everybody the phone number to your program, your podcast, so that they can tune in, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel your spirit. Good to know there's people out here that know what's really going on. They're not asleep. Praying that, you know, the people start to wake up and not allow CNN and all these programs to, you know, just program them to believe that this is... So, but anyway, as long as we got programs like yours, we're in good shape.
Thank you. Don't be influenced by the fake news, right? Only the real news.
Right.
But thank
I want
you
to
so
say
much.
That, you know, Ms. Renee, Ms. April, I've, my children, my grandchildren, never had a shot in their whole life. None of them. I had shots when I was a little kid. I had, you know, polio. I didn't know nothing about that. But as I grew up and I read the the book Vaccines Are Dangerous by Curtis Kors. You remember that book, right?
I'm not familiar with that one, but there's great ones, yes.
Yeah, Vaccines Are Dangerous by Curtis Kors. And we had him here in East Orange one time. We invited him over to speak. But the information he had in there, especially speaking about all the ingredients in vaccines, mm-hmm. he reads that, he gets turned off completely from having their children mm-hmm. vaccinated. So I was glad to get that and read that book, and I was so happy that I never vaccinated my children, so, and they're very healthy, no problem. So it's a good thing. So anyway.
Yes, hallelujah.
Huh?
No, I said, hallelujah, that's awesome. And I even used to teach in my presentation that I did my own clinical study because my son Corey was 20 months younger than Casey, my first one. And she was, you know, she was vaccinated up to 18 months, but he didn't get any vaccines because I learned, you know, through her experience not to poison my son as well. So for 2 years, I saw a fully vaccinated immune system compared to a fully unvaccinated immune system because, remember, she was 4 when she passed away, and he was 2 years old when she passed away. And he'd run a 10, 15-minute fever and kill a virus she would take a week to kill. I remember the year before she passed, she spent a week in the hospital for dehydration for something. He literally ran like a fever at the house and killed the virus. It was something he caught from the backyard from the ducks or something, some type of a cryptosporidium or something that he had caught. But anyway, she ended up with dehydration. Even at her death, when they realized that it was too late for her, Corey was literally playing with her and drinking her bottle, you know, because she was in diapers, drinking a bottle for the day she passed away. He was literally drinking her bottle the night before I called 911. And they said, bring your son to the hospital. You know, I was waiting for my mom and my pop-pop to come down to say goodbye to their first grandchild. And they said, bring your son to the hospital. And my brother Shane was watching him at my house. And I said, Shane, bring Corey. This is an emergency. It's very contagious. So he brings him to the emergency room, and this is why Casey's on life support. And I remember they asked, is he up to date on the vaccines? And I learned from the year before, you just tell them that he has all the vaccines he needs. You don't lie, you know, don't lie to them, but just tell them he has all the vaccines he needs. He got breast milk. That's our creative vaccine, breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. Exactly. So they take his blood and his urine. I'll never forget it, like it was yesterday. The two nurses come out and they said, not only does he not have mono Epstein-Barr virus or bacterial meningitis, but they told me they've never seen purer blood in a little boy.
Mm.
They can literally see the life of the flesh in the blood.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep, they can see his pure blood because he had no vaccine. He's now 25, and then I have another one, 21, that I had 5 months after Casey died. I got pregnant again with Faith Renee. So we have Casey Renee. I'm April Renee. She was Casey Renee, and now my baby girl who's 21 is Faith Renee, Amuna Renee in Hebrew. Amuna. Get ready for Amuna.
That's beautiful. That's really nice. That's really nice.
Because she also has no vaccine. Yes.
So I want to ask you now, I'm hearing from incredible doctors that people who took this shot, this COVID poisonous shot, they say in 3 to 5 years, this shot is going to cause all types of problems, various problems for the people who took the shot, and even death. Mm-hmm. Can you expound on that? Do you know anything about that?
I've heard that. I've heard that. Yes, I've definitely heard that's a possibility. I mean, they're totally, you know, selling their soul. I mean, because they're succumbing to, as far as I'm concerned, the mark of the beast. They're you know, the scriptures talk about. They're literally accepting. You know, they're not going to be able to buy or sell without it. We have a lot of those shows. Brother Brandon, on our radio show, you can go back this coming May 5th, I think it is our fourth year of having the radio show. So you can go back on older posts and you can listen to Brother Brandon. He goes through scripturally on, gosh, several of our shows showing how, just to confirm what I just said. But anyway, so I don't think there's any reversal once you've accepted to take this COVID mark. But I did work with one lady on our cleanse who had taken it, and I, you know, to me, at least juicing and stripping the cells can help her, you know, live a little more comfortable. But I definitely agree that either they're going to be dying of AIDS or Ebola or something in the future, these people that are accepting the shot, and or just become walking, you know, zombies, literally. They're going to be artificial intelligence. That's where the metaverse comes from, you know, to make them, to turn them into their iPhones, you know, this artificial intelligence. And there's definitely a major agenda going on, you know, behind the scenes with the companies that the families that own the drug companies. Drug companies aren't really the blame. It's the families that own the drug companies, the Illuminati,
right, right.
The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the cockroaches of the world, the Jews that call themselves Jews and are not the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 calls them. So that's
okay.
What's behind this agenda.
That's funny. Ms. April, see, I wanted you made a point just a minute ago. Nanometals, little tiny clumps of metals that are in this vaccine. Can you share something on it?
Yeah, it's on the front page of our website, on the vacinfo.org website, Dr. Andres Nowak, who they actually killed after he did the presentation, like 3 days after. So on the front page, you'll see his video as well as underneath his pregnant wife, you know, explaining how they took him out 3 days later. But he's the one that said that the graphene hydroxide is actually turning into the graphene hydroxide, the oxide is turned into graphene hydroxide. So it's
right.
In the vaccine. It's in the COVID mark, yeah, and it turns into razor blades. This is why people are getting blood clots and everything. But definitely that's how they're getting the metals into them. They're injecting it into them. I mean, there's all kinds of things they're finding, little entities, little, you know, nanobots and everything they're injecting with this COVID mark.
So they say the graphene oxide is like a superconductor, you know, that behaves like as an energy capacitor and it stores.
Yeah, it actually
energy.
Turns into hydroxide. And Dr. Nowak, if you go to the front page of our website, you can watch his video. He explains that I think he's Russian or German, so it's in a different language, but they have the notes in English. But you want to watch his presentation because he definitely explains scientifically how the graphene oxide changes to hydroxide when it's injected, and it causes these razor blade things in the body.
Correct. And then it says something about because of this graphene, people are becoming magnetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they a magnet to where they got the shot, it sticks to their arm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's insane what people are.
And the last thing before, you know, your next question. Can you name some of the most common side effects of the COVID vaccines for the people?
I mean, everything that regular vaccines cause, I don't know anybody specifically that's had the COVID mark, but I know rashes are happening, you know, given the symptoms of COVID, they're giving them the radiation, they're causing them to, you know, like I said, be put on the remdesivir and dying, but you know, the reactions from COVID are going to be just like all, it's not usually a sudden death unless it's, you know, SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, or shaken baby syndrome. We've been teaching for 20 years now how babies don't just wake up dead or they, you know, are not being shaken by their parents. That's an immediate vaccine reaction. There are people that are dropping from heart conditions. A lot of athletes I've heard. Have been dropping. A lot of professional athletes have been dropping on the field and stuff with heart attacks or whatever. So there's all kinds of different things that, you know, can cause havoc in the cells when you're putting all this poison into the body, you know, bypassing our creator's defenses.
Because I found a list of the most common side effects of the COVID vaccines, and it was saying to the fact that you can develop blood clots, Bell's palsy, Guillain-Barre syndrome, convulsions, and seizures, and for women, heavy and irregular menstruation, infertility, autoimmune disease. I got all these written down. Spinal cord inflammation, brain inflammation, heart inflammation, control, paralysis, permanent RNA and DNA genetic modification. Okay?
Ain't that something?
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just wanted to share that for the audience, basically, because I know you know that. But and hopefully...
Yep.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that goes back to the compounding toxicities to the cell. I mean, we're just allowing them to put all these poisons from all the other vaccines, the flu shots and everything else, and now on top of that, you know, this crazy COVID mark that is loaded with Lucifer rays. I mean, people can't even see that Lucifer rays is in it. The name of the enemy is Lucifer. Hello, Lucifer rays is in the vaccine. Are you ignorant, people? Are you that ignorant? Let's just smack you in the face here. But yeah, I just can't believe how dumbed down people are. People are just so dumbed down. They want to keep their head in the sand and be, you know, do the ostrich syndrome, my husband used to say. It's easier just to pretend like it's not happening, unfortunately. And that's most people out there. And most people, they love their, you know, their job, their money, you know, the root of all evil, the love of money, opposed to, you know, standing strong against something that they know they shouldn't be doing. So we definitely need to, you know, pass out all these shows that we're doing, and on our show especially, you can share it, you can download it, you can pass it out on CDs. Just get the truth out to people, just to prevent, you know, hopefully save one life at a time. That's been my philosophy since I got, you know, since I started in honor of my baby, just trying to save one life at a time with information that, if I would have known, you know, I would have been educated to make an informed choice. And I even taught in my presentation, if you're uneducated, they'll intimidate you. But if you're educated, you will intimidate them. Just learn the truth. Learn the facts. Don't just pretend like it's not happening. Learn the truth.
That is the truth, because I tell you, my wife years ago, about 7 years ago, she developed cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so it was right on her tonsil, as a matter of fact. So it was so aggressive and it was growing so fast, they took that tonsil out. But then the oncologist wanted to have a meeting with us, and I told her, you know what he's going to talk about. He's going to talk about you getting radiation and chemo and all of that. I said, we're not going to have that. But just listen to him. And so he's explaining how chemo is very good for this type of cancer and all. So I started questioning him. And he didn't expect that. So I started asking him for certain information and stuff, and he just got hot.
They don't know. They don't know that chemotherapy is, you know, radiation is mustard gas. It's just more compounding toxins to the cells. You can't poison yourself to health. You've got to pull out the toxins. You've got to give the cells the insufficiencies they're lacking. You've got to get aggressive with a home treatment center, which we have on our treatment link at thebackinfo.org, all the ways that we build home treatment centers, because for cancer especially, you've got to get aggressive against the cancer process. And in a clinic, they can shut you down, but in your home, they have no jurisdiction. So we build home treatment centers and get them to have, you know, access to their own stuff as much as they want.
Took care of yourself, you're on a certain diet, cleansing and everything, and she's had no problems whatsoever. She's just as healthy as she wants to be. They couldn't find nothing. They did a CAT scan. They couldn't find nothing. They said, she's good to go. I said, okay. Anyway, that's been 7 years ago, and we had no more problems. But like you said, when you question them, And you know, and you question, like, you know what you're talking about.
Right. They get angry, exactly. I actually had, listen to this, I had a presentation I did somewhere, and this pediatrician was in the audience with a baseball hat. He looked like really he was incognito with his wife and his child. And towards the end of the presentation, he stood up and was so angry. He's like, she's lying.
Yeah, see?
Everybody was just silent, you know. And then the lady Robin Hood called me out there. She's like, she came on her own dime. She didn't charge me. She's doing this in honor of her child that passed away. What is her motive? And what is the drug company's motive? She made him look like a total idiot. And then even at Gary, one of Gary's presentation, he was teaching the drug cup burn poison symptoms next, drug cup burn poison symptoms next, and there was an oncologist, a surgeon out in the audience, and he stood up and he said, this is preposterous. And Gary said, sit down so you can learn more. But that's the defense is anger, because you're going up against everything you've been indoctrinated with.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're being indoctrinated by the drug companies. There's probably subliminal messages in medical school saying vaccines are safe and effective. Vaccines are safe and effective, like subliminally going into their brain, because they come back and the only response is anger. But you have to remember, you're an evolutionist. When you think we evolved, and you don't realize we were created, and our bodies are intelligent, like a broken arm or a cut in the finger, to heal on its own. You need your tonsils. You need your gallbladder. Not when in doubt, cut it out. You need these things. Father didn't give us these organs. Your tonsils. You need your tonsils.
Yeah,
you need your wisdom teeth. My dentist was telling me to take out my – why would I take my wisdom teeth out? Father wouldn't have given them to me if I didn't need them.
Right.
You know, so just leave it alone. You can't perfect perfection, I say. He's the master physician.
Go.
How are you?
Well, I want to thank you so much again, John, and sharing all your information. And God bless you and your family. Just keep doing what you're doing, because that's what we're about, sharing knowledge, trying to enlighten the people, trying to wake them up so that they won't be victims. But these, like you said, the Illuminati trying to do to us.
That's right. And they've been practicing a very long time.
That's
very
right,
long time.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Rashad, I want to thank you once again, my dear. But he's been with me from day one, Miss April. So that's my man mm-hmm. right there. Now, I just want, okay, we're going to do it like this, family. All right. Leon, I want you to hold on for a minute because we have a special guest from the BNS Mastermind Forum. And then, Dr. James, just be patient. We're going to get to you, brother. But anyway, Brother King David, are you there?
Mic check.
Yes, sir. Mic check. Go right ahead, my brother.
Great to be here. April Renee. Did I say it right?
Yes, sir.
yes. Great information. Great validation of what's going on because of this plandemic. We call it a plandemic.
And, yep.
One of my doctors had his medical license taken, but he got him back. Now he's an integrative medical doctor. And he said his job is to get the clients off of drugs and pharmaceuticals. So he says that oncologists, they call him now when they had trouble with the little C cancer, the little C. And he said he told them years ago their problem is they were treating tumors, not the cancer stem cell. So mm-hmm. people say it came back, never went nowhere, they never treated it. And like you said earlier, they programmed for tumor. That's all they want to do is hit a tumor, cut something out, you say, we got it, ring the bell. And the people right back in the same state in 6 or 8 months if they don't convert to holistic eating and take care of their body.
That's right. Everybody has cancer cells. If you receive the polio vaccine, you have cancer cells, because Congressman Dan Burton uncovered hearings with SV40 found in from the African green monkeys. That's what Dr. Martin was finding. SV40 stands for simian virus number 40, the 40th monkey virus found, because they use African green monkeys to make that vaccine. So we all have cancer cells. But the difference is, why does that person have cancer and I don't? It's because my cellular terrain, like you just said, take care of yourself, keep your cellular terrain strong. You know, the inner condition of you upon exposure, it's not the germs that cause the disease. Is your immune system strong enough to keep those cancer cells at bay, or is your immune system compromised to where those cancer cells take over you? Both of my grandparents died, my grandmothers died of breast cancer. So my weak link in my chain of organs, my path of least resistance is breast cancer. Am I worried about getting breast cancer? Absolutely not. Because I understand what cancer process is because I was blessed to be married to Gary Tunsky. If it wasn't for him coming into my life, I'd be as ignorant as everybody out there. So praise Yah that he brought us together for him to teach me what I'm teaching you guys, and understanding what cancer is. Cancer's not a death sentence unless you have a compromised immune system. So keep your cellular terrain strong, like Antoine Deschamps said, cellular terrain, not the germs, just not the germs. It's, you know, keep them at bay. Keep them, eat clean. Don't be, you know, eating hormones. Don't be eating pesticides. Don't be getting any vaccines, for God's sake. I mean, they're all poison. Just everything it takes, you know, drink clean water, exercise, the basic fundamentals of life. I've got on the treatment link, 10-minute exercise a day with these B3 bands I became a founder of recently. 10 minutes a day of exercise, fountain of youth, you know, doing the cleanse every 6 months. Right. You know, just taking care of yourself, keeping your cellular terrain strong, and you don't have to be a victim of the agenda of the enemy.
That's right. That's right. And their emotional state. Fear will beat up the immune system. So we didn't need the spirit of fear, but the power of love and a sound mind.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's exactly right. Emotional toxicities, we call them. We actually have a deliverance part of our ministry for those issues as well, because the few people that Gary and I have lost their life, they have complied with our program, have been because of emotional toxins they just would not let go of. We have to embrace whatever Father allowed us to experience in our lifetime, good and bad, as preparation of what we are today for him, what our responsibility is and what our purpose in life is for. All of our experiences, both good and bad, we have to thank him and accept them, because they've molded us to be who we are. I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't for my life experiences. You know?
Thank you very much for being on, and I'll be getting in contact with you.
Thank you. God bless you a lot.
Well, listen, before you go, King David, my listeners, I told y'all about the BNS Mastermind Forum Monday through Friday between 8 and 10 a.m. King is in both, but King David, could you please give out that information to the BNS Mastermind Forum Monday through Friday real quick?
I got to grab that number. I'll come back and give you that number. So I'll be giving you the wrong number, the host number, and I don't want to do that.
Okay, so you can stay unmuted, and I'll get back to you. Okay. Thank you, King David. I appreciate you. Also, we got my man Leon all the way from April, all the way from the Atlantic City area. Brother Leon, go right ahead with a comment or a question for Miss April Renee.
Yes, I just want to thank you for being on the podcast and giving out the information that you're giving out. The first question I want to ask you, I got a couple things to say, but the first question I want to ask you is, I wasn't on for the whole, I came on kind of late, but I hear what the conversation is about, and I think the information that you provide now was very, very well. I want to go back. I want to ask you, did I hear you say that feeding vegetables for people or for sick people? Is that what I heard you say?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. Eating vegetables what?
Was for sick people.
Well, the Bible says, the scriptures talk about, for the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nation, that vegetables are for the sick. The live enzymes in raw organic foods help your body not have to work so hard. They help the body digest. So juicing specifically on our 21-day cleanse, it's two juices, two organic vegetable juices throughout the whole 21 days with some products to clean up the cells, but also raw food starting the third evening you can have, but it's all a live organic diet, a vegan diet on the 21-day cleanse. So that strips the cells because it's kind of like trying to eat a meal with your hand over your mouth. Our cells are so caked with toxins that we've been injecting, eating and breathing and drinking our whole life. So imagine having a meal in front of you with your hand over your mouth. How are you going to eat that meal if your hand's over your mouth? Same with a cell. If it's got compounding toxicities from all the things we've been injecting, eating and breathing and drinking, it's like having that hand over the mouth of the cell. So it's minimally absorbing even minerals or nutrients you're giving it. So that's why the cleansing of the temple is not even an option. That's why I recommend doing our cleanse 21 days at least twice a year. Just take a break and let the juicer do your organs job and juice as much as you can. I actually have done just a juice fast only about three times on our cleanse where I didn't eat a bite of food the whole 21 days. And that was definitely the deepest cleanse I've ever done. This one I started eating on the third evening like our manual says, but generally, and most, that's how our cleanse goes. Our cleanse, you know, in the manual it says you can have a big salad the third evening and then you can start doing one raw meal with two juices as well as eat anything raw and organic in between those three meals throughout the remainder of the cleanse. My son did it when he was 15 years old for the first time, so anybody can do it. Sometimes we have to do it slower for some people that are really toxic. We have to slow down the dosage or they'll experience what's called Herxheimer's, flu-like reactions like headaches and nauseousness and stuff like that. That's called detoxing too fast, and we have to slow you down and make sure you're opening up the pores and sweating out the toxins we're stirring up. So we coach people through our cleanse as well. It comes with a manual, and then we coach them through the whole 21 days. But I could share so many testimonies. Even a guy from Canada that was on an oxygen tank with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, he came to see us. 11 days into our cleanse, his wife calls me and tells me he's starting to feed himself again. We go and see him in Minot, North Dakota after the cleanse, and he was off his oxygen tank. I mean, it's just amazing the testimonies and the what I viewed by being by Gary Tunsky's side. I mean, it's unbelievable. We've gotten two people out of hospice that were literally being told to their family they're going to pass away and they're living today because of, you know, doing the cleanse and doing the program. So I have so many testimonies that I could share with people on the amazement of our Creator's cleanse. The manual says after my husband passed, I changed it to our Creator's first and foremost 21-day cellular cleanse. Prior to that, it said the world knows. But anyway, it's a wonderful cleanse. If anybody's interested, they can contact us.
Okay, so the question that I asked you, I heard you go to the Bible. I've heard you mention the Bible a couple times. So I want to go back. I want to go back again. You said your daughter, when your daughter was from 1 to 2, she was being vaccinated, and you were unaware of what you are aware of now. Is that correct?
Yeah, they started at 2 weeks of age. They started with the hepatitis B vaccine. From 2 weeks of age until about 18 months of age, I let them poison her.
Right. So the question is, you was unaware then?
Right.
This is a statement that I want to make.
Hold on for 1 minute. Now, somebody just laughed in the background. Please mute your phone. All right, if you're talking or if you have people in the background, because this is very important information, just mute yourself, because obviously you're unmuted. I brought you in, but come on, you got to be cognizant now, because just unmute your phone. Thank you, family. Go right ahead, Leon. Sorry about that. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, so what I want to share is this. First of all and foremost, I'm vaccinated. And so as like yourself, you know, really, I can only speak for myself, but I heard you made a comment, and you broadened that comment, so I'm going to speak on that. But as yourself, you said, you know, you were unaware back then, like you are aware now. Most of us that's vaccinated, I will say, was not brain dead. We were just unaware. You made a comment about us. You made a comment about us being brain dead. This is what I believe. This is what I believe. And then I'm gonna make a comment about scripture. I believe the information that you have now, that you sit on now, that the government and whoever else is coming up with these vaccines and doing whatever they're doing, it is a hidden agenda. I got my own belief on why they are shooting this, as you would call it, poison inside of us. But I believe this. I believe that everybody has the right to get vaccinated, and everybody has a right not to get vaccinated. The information that you provide, I think it would have been great, you know, real great if we could have got this worldwide like this before, because I think a lot of people that was unaware, not brain dead, but unaware, it could have made a difference in their decision to have this information beside the information that was forced inside of our brains. Because I was totally against it also. But when I started seeing all the trailers of people that was put in there from Bill Gates and Fauci giving out wrong information, because they've always been trying to get rid of people because they say there's too many people in the world. And before this, I just want to make the statement, before this virus came along, we had people that was dying anyway from this, that, or the third. But I believe that people have a right to live, because then we let people live. I just believe the information that you provide is correct. I want to say that. But I just believe that if this information could have been provided way, 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 way before they even came up with this vaccine, when they was trying to make it, I think would have changed a lot of people's views. So let me go to you revert back to scripture. A lot of us that are unaware, some of us are conscious. I'm of the conscious community. And so I'm not a religious person, because way before religion even existed, we were spiritual people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were. We were spiritual people before any religion, before any religion, any Bible, any so-called, whatever they want to call themselves, we were spiritual people. You made a comment earlier about the Bible having 66 books. The Bible never had 66 books. It was always more than 66 books. Man took those books out because man did not want us to know all of the truth. If you read one of those 66 books, it tells you in one of them, if you follow it and you believe it, as I know you do, and I know a lot of other religious people do too, Christians do, then it told you in one of those books that you had to revert to some of those books to find out the rest of the truths that Most High, not man, but Most High wanted us to know. Man had no right to take either one of those books out of the 66 books to hide the information. And that information being hidden is no different from the information that you're providing for us today about the vaccine, about them hiding the truth.
Mm-hmm. You're referring to the Apocrypha, right?
That's right.
Apocrypha.
Right.
Yeah, there's some outside books that give you more information, but you know, when referring to 66 books are the ones that were inspired by Yahuwah through his prophets. I mean, from Genesis 1:1 to the end of Revelation was inspired. It was pretty much written by the Creator through his prophets.
Right.
And he's uncovering the mysteries to us. And I don't like putting religion with the Bible, because it's two different things. And this is what kept me from the intimacy I have with our Creator today. Half my life it took me because of putting the Bible with religion. If you know that book and you act like that, it was a hypocritical thing to me. And I pushed it away until I lost my daughter.
That's right. And so that's what I shared with you. I said before any religion, we were spiritual people. And that's what I meant when I said that. So, you know, I just wanted to comment to say that there were always more than 66 books. And man, the Catholic Church had no right taking them out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, Constantine, he's the one that changed the Sabbath from the seventh day of the week to the first day of the week. I mean, he did caused all kinds of havoc to the Catholic religion.
Yes, but if you follow what Most High said, he didn't say any of that. So I don't understand why you have some of us who was following what man said instead of what Most High said.
Okay.
It's kind of confusing to me. When I talk to some people that are religious, I'm not against the Bible. I'm not against any religion. But what I do have is multiple and many questions about what
we're
following.
That's kind of what our ministry, that's kind of what our ministry is all about. It's not a religion. It's a priesthood. And we're all breaking down the Bible. Which was translated from Greek, the King James Version, which was translated from Babylonian Hebrew, Sodom and Gomorrah, Babylon. The Jews that call themselves Jews. Back to the pictograph, back to the Paleo-Hebrew. Actually, it's a Sinaitic, I think it's called. There's two other pictographs before Paleo. But anyway, the pictographs. And even the name of our creator, we had a Paleo-Hebrew linguist come into our ministry about 8 years ago, that saying Paleo-Hebrew forward and backward, he saw everything in Hebrew. That's the first video on our support link, Ronald. And he, you know, so we call our creator, his Hebrew name, Yahuwah.
He has any name.
Right. And then as when he came in the flesh, I come in my father's name, Yahusha, is what we call as our savior when he came in the flesh. But as the creator, Yahuwah or Yahuwah, I call him. But anyway, so it's really just standing, you know, on his word in these end times and knowing that the battle's way too big for us. And we have to get, you know, we have to get protected Monday's show, you guys really need to listen to Monday's show. I'm going to be interviewing Debbie and Caleb Ben Yehuda. They're part of our board for our ministry and for our What in the Cell is Going On. Anyway, you want to listen to the radio show on Monday because they're going to be teaching us how to develop your own micro nation, which is completely out of the U.S. nation. It's going to blow your mind how protected they are under a micro nation that they're going to explain how to do on Monday's radio show. So again, Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be covering it. And you can go either to prn.live. You can listen live on their website, or you can call 641-741-2308. And you can call in and listen to the show live. But you definitely want to listen to the interview we're going to do with Caleb and Debbie.
And Leon, I do have that number in case you want to hear it. All right, so
yeah, I do.
Leon, you want to make a final comment because we got to bring Dr. James on. Go right ahead, my brother.
I would appreciate that. I know my next question would be, could I go back and listen to that later? Because Monday, you know, I'll be talking to like 200 kids Monday around 2
awesome,
o'clock.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, no. You can when I send the description after the show ends at around 3, I send them the description usually that afternoon or the next morning, Tuesday morning. So they usually have it listed on our whatinthecell.podbean.com. They upload it to that Podbean, whatinthecell.podbean.com. By Tuesday afternoon or definitely by Wednesday morning, you'll be able to download it and share it, and it'll be loaded to our page.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. And I want to thank you for coming. I know that I was once unaware of consciousness, and that's a wide range of different things, whether it's religion, whether it's health, whether it's politics. I just believe that everybody should have the right to do what they want, and we should not, as humans, because there's only one race.
Okay.
I believe as humans, we should not be turning against each other. I don't think the vaccinated should be turning against the unvaccinated. I don't think the unvaccinated should be turning against the vaccinated.
They just need to make an educated choice how I look at it. But I want to leave one more thing with you since you know the Bible. Our Savior defeated the enemy in the Bible. Our Savior, Yahushua, defeated the enemy by the blood, by his blood. And
right.
That's why they're coming after our baby's blood. They're coming after our blood because they were defeated by the blood, they're coming after the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood, Scripture says. So that's what these vaccines are doing. They're targeting, you know, our DNA, our RNA, our God gene, the specific COVID mark, is targeting the VMAT2 gene that you can hear on a previous show. But the blood, it's all about the blood, is my point. So I pray for mercy.
Yes. Every day. Thank you for coming and appreciate you just listening. Go ahead,
Clark.
Forrest,
go ahead. I heard you. Okay, well, thank you, Brother Leon. All right, hey, Jay, bring on Dr. James. Now, this guy talks with, he has a very deep voice, so don't get intimidated, April Renee. This is my man, Dr. Okay. Hold on for a minute. Dr. James, come on in.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine, my brother.
April. Also, how you doing, Adrian, Dr. Ali, and Carol? I just have a few questions. I'm not going to talk much about religion, even though I'm a Christian, but I'm really concerned with the virus and the vaccine. So I want to ask you a question. What type of microbes can cause disease? Like what categories? For instance, you have what? You have bacteria. You have viruses, right? You have viroids. Well, okay. What is a prion? A prion.
That's a Dr. True question. Call our radio show when I have Dr. I said that's a Dr. True question. I'm just a mommy. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, a prion is a protein. It's not a virus. It's not a bacteria, but it causes mad cow disease.
Oh,
all right, but anyway, let me go back to this vaccine. Now, there's many different ways, well, not many, but there are different ways to make vaccines. Are you familiar with how they make, or, you know, not specifically, but in general about how they make the vaccines, how vaccines are made?
Yeah, like with the polio, they run it through the kidneys of a monkey, African green monkeys. They do what's called serial passage.
No, what I'm saying, making a vaccine, I'm not referring to no animal. I'm referring to in the laboratory when they make the vaccine. I mean, basically.
Well, I imagine.
What are they doing to make the vaccine?
I imagine this big old boiling pack with this witch, a big old boiling pot with this witch's broom, stirring this big old witch's brew.
Anyway,
pot.
I'll just say
that
they use
as a victim.
One of the methods they use is the old method is they would take the virus and break it up into little pieces, and then they would inject those little pieces into you. And then your immune system will develop the antibodies for those little pieces. And then when your body is exposed to the actual virus, then your immune system will attack that virus because it had already been exposed to the little pieces of the virus. So they don't give you the entire.
And that's kind of what nosodes are, like homeopathic nosodes. Yeah, homeopathic nosodes, that's exactly what they do.
I'm just saying that's one of the ways the vaccines are made. That's the old way.
Well,
that's how they made the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But this new vaccines, they're making it differently now. The Pfizer's vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, are you familiar with how they function? How do they function?
Okay, let her answer, Dr. James. Okay, go ahead, April Renee.
Sister
April, go right ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
No, I was going to say, the vaccine.
I'm
like
asking
I said,
you the
I've
question again. You want the question? The Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, how do they function?
Yeah, she got that. She's
vaccines
got
are poison. Vaccines are poison no matter how they're made because they add all the – they add – it's not just the disease like homeopathy. It's mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, antifreeze, all the ingredients I have the back of my card that I've been accumulating for 20 years, E. coli in the new pneumococcal vaccine, acetone, neomycin, streptomycin. It's a bunch of witch's brew in the vaccination, bypassing our creator's defenses, fever, vomiting, diarrhea. When it comes through his method of exposure, like through the mouth or the nose, you either vomit, you have diarrhea, or you run fever to kill the virus. When you inject right to the bloodstream all these poisons, a laboratory-made artificial disease with all these other heavy metals, mercury with formaldehyde, with aluminum, they've never done any studies on all that together, you put the immune system on red alert. So it catches the immune system off guard, and it causes major havoc against the immune system. Breast milk is our creator's vaccine. Because then you're giving the baby all the immunity you've created through your life. So that's our creator's vaccine. And then, of course,
I agree with you. I agree with you. I understand that. What I'm trying to say is the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, they're made from first of all, what type of virus is the coronavirus? You know? What category of virus is
that? It's no more than the common flu. The COVID is just your body's own production of exosomes. You can't catch a virus. Dr. Truz covered it clearly
common
on our
flu,
radio
show. Excuse me. The common flu or common cold, that's caused by a virus too, right?
Well, it's
the common cold is caused by the coronavirus. But anyway, there's different types of coronaviruses. Anyway, the bottom line
is
that...
You can't catch a virus, is my point. You can't catch a virus.
The coronavirus we're talking about is COVID. COVID-19, that virus contains RNA, retrovirus. That's what I meant.
Dr. James, listen. Let me say this to you, my brother. When you ask her a question, you don't give her a chance to respond. You cut her off. You got to let the sister... Then you can respond. You got to be nice to the ladies. So go right ahead. Hold on for a minute, Dr. James. You did ask her a question, and she was responding, and you cut off. So, Ms. April Renee, go right ahead and answer that question if you can remember what it was, because I can. You asked
somebody. Well, I was
saying
virus.
Dr. James, hold on for a minute. Let's be a gentleman.
You can't. We've covered very clearly on our radio show, Dr. True, my researcher and naturopath, explains it very detailed, that it's impossible to catch a virus. Germs do not cause disease. Louis Pasteur is a lie, what Louis Pasteur said, that germs cause disease, which is why vaccines came out, penicillin came out. Nobody tells you that he admitted on his deathbed, Antoine's right. Antoine Bichamp said, it's not the germs that cause the disease, it's the inner condition of you upon exposure to the disease. So I'm not worried about catching a virus because my body has the anointing from our creator to produce what's called exosomes, which is all the PCR test is picking up, or your production of exosomes, which Father gives us to when we're exposed to something. Our body has an intelligence. But if you have a strong cellular terrain, you're not going to be affected by it. COVID specifically is not like all the other vaccines because it's not a vaccine. COVID is an agenda to turn everybody into artificial intelligence through radiation. The reason they quarantined us last year is because they put up 5G towers all across the world, and now they've even put up satellites they ignited starting January 10th, 20,000 of them. I'm sure by now they've ignited all 100,000 of them. But you want to go to our radio shows to learn what radiation poisoning is being labeled, or they're calling COVID. It's radiation poisoning. And then when they turn the satellites on, it's amplifying the towers about 5%, five times the amount, I believe Dr. True said, which in turn is using the walk-in antennas, which are the people who have taken the vaccine, are walk-in antennas. So if you're around someone and you have a compromised immune system, you can be susceptible to so-called COVID, which is just lack of oxygen in the cells, lack of taste, lack of smell. All those are symptoms of radiation poisoning, 2.4 to 3.6 microwave radiation that's never been in the world ever until now. And this is how they're getting away with the agenda they're getting away with. And we're the only ones teaching it on the radio show. You're going to be blown away if you start dissecting our radio shows, because we are the only complete real news exposing exactly what's going on today. It's not some snake venom in water that artists is saying. It's not all these controlled oppositions are taking. They keep coming up with different things to take away from the primary cause of this issue, which is radiation poison. And Father has brought us the things to block this radiation poisoning for people that are interested.
Dr. James,
I
want to
ask you that a little bit later,
brother,
about the radiation. I just want to ask you, but I was going to ask you about a little later on the radiation. But the other thing is, well, from what we were told, like, you know, you may have different information than most people, but we were told that the coronavirus is a retrovirus. That means it contains RNA. A normal virus contains DNA. It's a protein coat with DNA. But a retrovirus contains RNA, and it contains an enzyme called reverse transcriptase. And that retrovirus will go into the cell, and it will trick the cell's DNA into making the virus's DNA. Now, the new way they make this vaccine is by when they insert the vaccine, they interfere with the production of new viruses. Whenever you have a viral infection, that means that the virus enters the cell and it tricks the DNA of the cell into making more viruses. And then those viruses will go into other cells in the body, and then they will trick the DNA in the cell into making more viruses. And then you have something called a viral infection. So you don't necessarily get sick from just having a virus in your body. You get sick from the infection. When there's an overwhelming number of viruses in your body, and they cause changes to your cells. But what I'm trying to say is,
that's all based on a compromised cellular terrain. If you're not going to get a virus unless
course.
You have
and
a
virus. And I agree with you. I agree with you that a lot of these, well, see, I didn't want to jump from too many different things, but a lot of cancer and so forth and all this, a lot of this is due to toxins. Mm-hmm. And the toxins are all over the place, not just in the food, it's in the air, it's in the electromagnetism, it's in the water, it's in everything.
Yep.
But those the buildup of the toxins supposedly causes the mutations in the cells, and that supposedly causes cancer. But I didn't want to go into that. I was still talking about the virus. Now, the virus is a retrovirus, and what the vaccine, Moderna and Pfizer vaccine, is supposed to do is it's supposed to eliminate the gene on the DNA strand. The virus goes in with the RNA, gets the cell to produce the DNA for the virus, and then that DNA will be transferred back into RNA, right? It goes into messenger RNA, transfer RNA, and ribosomal RNA. And then when it's at the ribosomal RNA point, that's when the new viruses will be made. And that's on the rough endoplasmic reticulum, okay? And in the ribosomes, the parts of the virus will be put together. And what the vaccine is supposed to do is block the virus, block the ribosomes from producing the spikes of the virus. This coronavirus is like a spider.
Thank
it has like a round
no,
part,
you.
And then it has like legs. It has like legs that stick into the cells like a spider. And the key to this vaccine is to destroy the legs are called spikes, to destroy the spikes so the virus can't stick to the cell. So then it can't go into the
whoever
cell.
Wants
and cause
to, yeah,
the cell
whoever
to
wants
reduce.
To drink the Kool-Aid,
okay,
drink
well,
the Kool-Aid.
I'm
not going to
have
any vaccine
okay,
in my
that.
Okay,
it's
Dr.
Not,
James.
It's not yet. Okay.
Dr. James, okay, you made your point now. I'm going to give, because, you know, time is strange because we got about 7 minutes left. Now, just listen to her because she didn't interrupt you. Go right ahead and reply to that, April Renee.
The vaccine's not the answer. Vaccines are an abomination to our Creator, once again, bypassing his defenses. It's all about your cellular terrain. Strengthen your immune system. Do the cleanse every twice a year. Eat right. Exercise. Do the basic fundamentals for health. And like a broken arm or a cut in the finger, the body knows what to do. You cannot catch a virus. If you have a strong cellular terrain, you can be injected with the AIDS virus my husband used to teach and not catch AIDS if you have a strong cellular terrain.
All right. So, doctor,
okay, can I
ask
one more question? There's one more question.
Go ahead, real quick.
Okay, now you said your daughter died from having a vaccine. What vaccine was that?
All of them. Compounding toxicity.
Okay, I understand. I don't cut you off. You said that she could have had the Epstein-Barr virus, and that caused bacterial meningitis. Now, the problem is a virus can't cause a bacterial infection.
Right, probably
you can only get viral meningitis from a virus, not
right,
bacterial.
Doctor,
right,
you made your statement. Now, let her respond. Go right ahead.
No, I was just going to say that because I listened to the infectious disease specialist at Miami Children's Hospital and fed her ice cream and you know, fattening, sugary poison, that's what led her into the bacterial infection. And because of her compromised immune system, that's why that, you know, she succumbed to passing, whereas her brother, who was literally playing with her and drinking her bottle that night before I called 911, didn't have anything because of his pure blood. So that just shows you the strength of the immune system not being compromised with the blood poisoning with vaccinations, and how healthy he is, and how unvaccinated people are just so much healthier than vaccinated people.
Right.
We have that study.
Well, thank you for that reply, April Renee. And of course, Dr. King, mm-hmm. I'm always blessed to have you on. I appreciate you coming on. But like I said, due to time constraints, all right, because this could be a 3-hour show. But we have to be aware of everybody's time on here, and because people have things they have to do. But once again, Dr. James, please, you know, you're always a friend to the podcast. Thank you for calling in. And I'm going to ask King David right quick to give out that information before we take and thank April Renee for coming on, because you're going to hear from her again. Trust me.
And Forrest, if you don't mind, before you chime off, I just want to mention something, okay?
Yes, sir.
Being that Leon brought up the Bible, and I was listening to him, it's ironic, because today I received in the mail the lost books of the Bible that I ordered. So... you know, like he was saying, there's a lot of books that were taken out during the Council of Nicaea. So, but these are the
yes.
lost books, and you know, I'm gonna go through them and
mm-hmm.
See what you know it's saying and what they took out. So it was just a coincidence.
Yeah, there's a great website, HallelujahScriptures.com. They give free Bibles away, and they're purple too. HallelujahScriptures.com. And they use the Paleo Hebrew name for our Creator and our Savior.
Okay, so, but you know this book just caught my attention when I was googling for another book, and this one came up.
Stay within the 66 books, because the 66 books are what was inspired by our Creator directly through His prophets.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody's got
all the books were inspired
their opinion of these things, but because there's a lot more to it all, but you know,
yeah.
But I respect everybody's beliefs if they're true to it, that's what counts.
That's right, and just break it down to the original language. Cause there's been a lot of like mistranslations in the King James Version
and
all the new
right
versions.
Book, you know,
well,
family, listen, this is why I'm starting the conference call, because we could go on and on and on without a problem. I got a 2-hour show, but let me say this, all right? King David, you got that information for us for the Billionaire Mastermind Forum? Yes, sir. Mic check, go ahead.
Billionaire Mastermind Forum broadcast, 8 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday. Phone number. 667-770-1523. Repeat, 667-770-1523. PIN number 915-358. This is the recording, 915-358. I won't give you the replay so you can show up.
Well, thank you, my dear brother, for that. And
oh,
ladies,
yeah, we had a good replay for Friday, okay? I'll give
suggest,
the replay for...
Yes.
Replay number, 712-432-1085. Replay number, 712-432-1085. And the call from Friday is still up till Monday when we finish the other call. Same pin, 915-358-POUND.
Well, thank you, Brother King David, and I suggest everybody check it out. Before we take, and I want to thank my guests, and this will not be the last time you hear from a family, I promise.
Yes, thank you.
Miss April Renee, give out your information, your website or whatever once again before we leave.
Yes, our main website is vacinfo.org. That's V as in Victor, A-C, I, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, O, vacinfo.org. And the treatment link is where we have all of our information as far as, you know, treating at the cellular level, as well as the support link, introduction to our priesthood. And then our radio show is Monday at 2 p.m., on Progressive Radio Network, PRN.live, or you can call in at 641-741-2308 to listen to the show live. And then our contact number is 954-347-9671. That's 954-347-9671. Or you can also email us at VIC, Vaccine Information Coalition, VIC, at vacinfo.org, our website. So you can email us for those free educate before you vaccinate business cards.
Get those business cards, y'all. Before I go off, Jay, hold on for 1 minute. I just want to say my technician, Mr. Randy J. Sean Jackson, has a program called Keeping It Real with Mr. Jay Sean Jackson. He's on Friday, the same number, between 8 p.m., 9 p.m., between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. every Friday. Check out my technician. He has some very good guests on. So on that note, thank you, Ms. Renee. I'm sorry, April Renee. Thank my panel. Thank you all out there for listening. And next Saturday, see you. Stay healthy and eat well. Peace.
God bless you.
Bless you, too. Mic check. Jay, you there? Hold my technician and snooze off. Is anybody else still on the line?
Yep.
Okay, hold on. He usually takes us off with music.
I'm waiting for the song.
Yeah, I know. Jay.
You don't want me to have to sing now.
Go right ahead. Entertain the people. I think Jaden snoozed out over there. He had a smoothie and went to sleep on us.
Everybody will hang up if I start singing.
Oh, well, don't do that. We might have to ask Sister Ali to start singing then, because she got the Mahalia Jackson voice.
Oh. Mm-mm-mm.
Whatever you do, don't try to sing. Yeah. I guess we'll just have to hang up. I don't know what happened with Jay, but okay. But anyway, y'all, for the people that are still out there, Soul Train was one of my favorite shows back in the day. So I'm going to say love, peace, and soul. Y'all take care and have a good weekend. And we're about to hang up. And once again, thank you for coming on. See you next week. And we're going to have a surprise guest speaker with a very impactful message for everybody. So, Sister Carol, hang up and relax, and I'm going to eat that bag of popcorn, and I'll talk to everybody next week because I'm about to take it down.
All righty. Good night.
Good night, everybody.